Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn, and welcome to Chamber Chat. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org, find out what we have happening. So we have, I'm just going to admit, I'm going to probably, even though we went over this before we went on there, Andre Buiter.
Buiter, yeah.
Buiter. You said it's like water?
Close. Like water, Buiter, Botha. It's a South African name.
Wow.
Descendant of Dutch, so it's a very common name down there. My name would be like John Smith in South Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
But not over here, obviously.
It's kind of unique, so I just say Botha, B-O-T-H-A.
All right. Well, welcome, Andre.
Thank you.
I'll just say that.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in. Now, you're with Absolute Physical Therapy.
And wellness.
Mm-hmm. And wellness. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you, so I've done physical therapy,
yes,
and it's helped out over the years. Of course, if I did everything that good. I was told to do after I left the physical therapist, I'd probably be a lot better off. So
right.
Let me ask you, how is physical therapy beneficial to people?
Well, physical therapy is beneficial because it gets you a better idea of what your problem is. I think you learn and understand better what might be ailing you, and therefore you have a better chance of improving that if you know what the problem is rather than kind of guessing what mm-hmm. it might be, or have had a few people maybe suggest to you that they've had the same problem and this is what you should try.
Right.
You know, they're not professionals and they're not trained in it, but they're trying to help. But if you see a physical therapist, they're usually very well trained and can identify the problem more specifically for you.
Well, and because I'm going to speak a little bit on, you know, from my own experience, but bad back, you know, blue disc when I was 22, never had surgery. Once in a while that goes out, and just the stretching exercises and then the physical, you know, I do the bird dogs, you know, things of that nature to build those specific muscles.
Right.
Correct. So physical therapists, tell me if I'm right here, they can really isolate and pinpoint like the hip flexor muscle for a hip issue or a torn labrum. They can give me ideas.
Yeah,
that's
a great example. I mean, you go to 10 different physical therapists and they might identify or isolate 10 different things for you to mm-hmm. help you with that same problem. So there is discrepancy there, but overall, they isolate more or less the things you should not be doing, and that may help you more than the things you should be doing.
Very good point.
So that's sometimes more helpful, but generally they get you moving more, and we know that people who move more do better. So it's kind of inspirational and motivational, and it's trusting because you kind of have the security of the therapist overseeing what you're doing, so
right.
you've got a little bit more confidence that what you're doing is going to be more helpful to you than detrimental to you.
Now, if somebody wants to engage with Absolute Physical Therapy and Wellness, what's the best process to go about?
Well, we are easily reachable and contactable by phone at 970-764-4094. Otherwise, you can email us requesting a appointment, and that's at absolutePTwell@gmail.org. At gmail. com. That would be. And then, otherwise, you could stop by. We have a walk-in policy where we accept walk-ins, and we're very easily located on 8th Avenue, opposite the Horse Gulch trailhead, right next door to Macho's South, and opposite Sonic, if you know where they are.
Yeah.
So that's easy access from Highway 3, or coming off Camino del Rio, or coming up from College or Maine. So we're very well located.
You're kind of where I think Dr. Murphy's my doc up there. He's in that area.
Yeah, right across the street from those great doctors that we do work with closely.
Oh, very cool. So, and you do have walk-ins available.
Yes, we do. We try and help people get started immediately. We have a policy where we would rather get someone started immediately. There might be a gap before your next appointment, but at least you can get going.
Right.
And so we try and squeeze you in and get you started.
Very cool.
It's one of our policies.
Now, let me ask you. So, all right. So I've got, let's say I have a nagging knee or some injury, or I don't know why it's nagging. When do you recommend, because like you said, you know, if I blow my back out, I want to be seen immediately, but when do you recommend, you know, someone to come in?
Well, we've sooner the better than later. You know, over the 25 years of me doing therapy, I've had a problem trying to get people in sooner, and then I see them in the more of the chronic stage. But a lot of times, you know, if you wait 3 weeks, a soft tissue injury will pretty much heal on its own. So if it hasn't healed after 3 weeks and improved, you probably are missing something and might need another little pointer to help move it along. But mostly the body heals on its own. You know, if you cut yourself or you just keep it clean, don't let it get infected, and it'll heal up on its own cascade of events. The body's amazing at healing on its own. But sometimes it just needs a little bit of coercion, and you know, you might be doing something to delay the healing or offset the healing. So I would, you know, if something's not getting better within 3 weeks, definitely come in and see it. Or if you've had a surgery you've had some kind of a setback or chronic problem that you feel like, I've just had this all my life, I'm just going to live with it, problem. There might be something you might be doing to maintain that problem, and you could learn something.
Well, and I would also think, you know, kind of like you said earlier with the what not to do. You know, I always say I'm like Godzilla when I lift something. Keep my arms in, you know, about the core strength or around the core or whatever. Because as soon as I reach for something and get out of that, you know, alignment, my back can lock up on me. So if do you do doctor referrals? How does that work? Or you mentioned the walk-in. But
well, physical therapy is sort of really progressed recently. We have direct access now where you can come and see a physical therapist without having to go through a physician. Although most insurances, if you're having it covered by your insurance premium, you're probably then going to have to get a referral. But a lot of insurances don't require that anymore. You know, sometimes you'll wait until the physician refers you post-surgically or the surgeon refers you. But 99% of the times you can just come in direct access now and we can handle it. And if we need to get a prescription, we work closely with the physicians and we can get a prescription then just to cover you with your insurance.
Let me ask this, because, you know, I've heard some friends of mine have said, you know, what really, really helped me was I knew I was going to go in, let's say, for a knee surgery. But I went and saw the physical therapist prior to first strengthen the muscles, prehab. But then also, prehab, but also to even learn how to use the crutches, because that, you know, we never use crutches, and then you go downstairs, and I've done that before. I'm like, should have put the crutches first and then down, not.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, we're getting a lot more of that, and we really find that to be beneficial in people's outcomes after surgery. We find that they're just so much less stressed and anxious about their recovery when they know what's coming their way.
Right.
And they know just a few basic things. I mean, even like getting in and out of a car, how to get onto the toilet, how to go up and down stairs, how to get in and out of your house when you've come out of that day surgery, or you might have spent two nights overnight. And usually if you do that, you're lucky and you've probably been taught those things by a therapist in the hospital. And a lot of the joint replacement programs now have pre-surgical training, which goes through a lot of that. But making an appointment with a physical therapist, you know, so that you know where you're going, what you're going to be doing, and having a pre-physical therapy appointment can help a lot.
Oh, and help with you. Well, you know, you mentioned, you know, using the restroom or even just tying your shoes. I mean, and things that you don't think of. How do you get your pants on when you're laying there and you got a brace and all of that, or, you know,
small
whatever
things
it might
in life
be.
That,
you take things for granted.
That's right. Yeah. You don't know until you have that problem, huh?
Right. Now, let me ask you, what separates absolute physical therapy and wellness from others, as they say?
Well, that's a great question. My partner, Amanda St. Pierre, and myself have given that a lot of thought when we started our clinic. And we feel like it comes down to attitude, really, that we really try and empathize with the problem that's affecting the individual. So we try and really get an understanding if you're a rancher, what your daily chores are that you need your knee or hip or your back for, or if you're working in construction or if you're working in an office job. We try and really get right in there with that individual and have that solution that we're coming up with once we've identified your problems to be very specific to your daily life. So we really try hard to align the therapy with the specific needs of the individual. Now, you know, we try and treat everybody as realistically as possible, where it's a practical solution and not some sort of highfalutin expensive gadget that you're going to be taking on. It's something very simple, and we sort of subscribe to the theory of less is more for you, but to do things frequently throughout your day. So we We really try and educate on self-treatment, where you can come and see us once or twice a week, but really we're trying to show you something to do so that you're treating yourself ongoing throughout the day, every day, and you're taking care of yourself by being aware of what it is you can do to help your problem or condition. And sometimes it's really simple.
Well, and I would think, too, that just what you said, because I am really guilty of it, going to physical therapists and they say, here's all the things, now go home and do it. And you don't. And then one of my physical therapists one time said, I'm going to break this down real simple for you. How much time are you going to dedicate? And I said, 20 minutes. Okay. I'm going to give you 20 minutes worth of stretching, 20 minutes worth of exercise, because more than that, you're not going to do it. Then you're just going to feel like a failure and then just shut down completely. That was, and it worked very well. To break it down like that. So it sounds like you have that client relationship that really gets you get to know your patient, so to speak, so you can
what they're able to
give them.
It's different for everybody.
Right.
So everybody's got a different amount of time they can afford to spend on it.
Sure.
But again, like going back to maybe it's something you shouldn't be doing that is more the case than something that you've got to be doing frequently throughout the day, because I think that that's almost as important of just knowing what should I not do to delay this from getting better or re-injure myself so that's a big part of it is allocating the time throughout the day, but we really try and make it make sense and be practical for you, so it's doable, manageable.
I find myself too, if I sit at my desk literally have more than like an hour and I don't get up and move around, I feel like rigor mortis when I get up out of the chair. I'm like, oh my gosh, what has happened? And you know, my watch will now remind me, stand up.
Right.
You know,
good.
Move a little. And even telling, being listening, making sure that you set a timer on your phone or whatever to get up, walk, just up and down the hall or down around the stairs and move, because that's got to be
really
the best thing.
The philosophy of physical therapy is move, is really just move more.
Right.
And as we age and the population is aging, we're needing to do that more and more. And it's just a known fact. You move, you'll do better. Your everything, health-wise, mental health, emotional health, physical health, everything improves. So
absolutely.
We're just trying to do that. Absolutely. Yeah, we're just trying to do that. we're just trying to do that in the simplest, most practical way and make fun, too. We're really trying to have fun, I suppose, is one of the things that makes it more motivational for a person to do that.
Now, do you guys have certain specialties? And it's funny you say, I said, absolutely, and it's absolutely. Andre from Absolute Physical Therapy and Wellness. Any specialties that you focus on? We got about a minute left.
Yes, we do. Amanda is trained in dry needling. Is functional dry needling now is a it's a very current effective scientifically validated method. It's gaining science traction all the time. Evidence in motion with that. And I am a McKenzie diplomed therapist. So the McKenzie Institute International reigns from New Zealand, but Robin McKenzie was knighted for his work on how to manage and treat neck and back pain. And his work has extended into the extremities now as well. And I've got the highest level of training in Durango in the McKenzie method. It's a diplomate program where you do an internship, so we specialize in that. And I'm also a injury prevention specialist through Future Industrial Technologies. And we have a few other certifications. Amanda's a certified strength trainer and a yoga instructor and a Pilates instructor. So we have a variety of things that we offer, niches that we offer.
What you said too, I mean, just like the work injury and what again, preventing work injuries, here's how you lift, here's how you don't lift, and again going
it's
back to
huge
that
part so part of it all. Yeah,
so one more time, give your location.
Well, we are at 277 East 8th Avenue. That's in Durango, just off Highway 3, just before you get to college. And we're also on absolutept.com as our website. And you can email us at absolutept.com. Otherwise, our phone number is 764-4094.
Well, I'm going to be contacting you, I'm sure, when something flares on me. Because, I'm old. I'm you describe me. I used to be a weekend warrior, not so much anymore.
Well, great. Thanks so much for allowing me this opportunity. Oh. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. There we go again. Again, check out Absolute Physical Therapy and Wellness. And if you want chamber events, go to durangobusiness.org. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. We got to send it back to the studios.